This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, folks. We were going to have someone who wrote an opinion piece in the New York Post, Yulia Zyskina, who's actually a senior legal fellow for Razom for Ukraine, a U.S.-based nonprofit humanitarian aid and advocacy organization for the country of Ukraine. And she, several days ago, authored a piece, an opinion piece that was... published in the Post that I found very interesting, that you don't hear many folks talking about. And that's a fact about frozen assets by both the U.S. and G7 members and other countries in Europe that belong to Russia. And this number could be anywhere from $500 to $700 billion. We know for sure that there's at least $300 billion that lies right here in the United States, and probably another 200 to 300 billion in a number of other countries, G7 countries and others. Interest is being earned by these funds, and many countries, including the U.S., have sent some of that interest to Ukraine in order to help support their efforts in fighting back the aggression, the horrible aggression by Russia. And the question now really is, what should we do relative to these dollars? Obviously, Russia is going to have to pay reparations, right? One would think. I'm not so sure that this is what's on the mind of the Trump administration. They haven't really revealed much about these dollars that are available. I guess maybe one of the questions is, should we send these dollars over to Ukraine to help fight, regain some of their territory in advance of trying to reach some settlement with Russia? I, for one, believe that the only way that this is going to serve as a deterrence, no matter what our negotiations are with Russia, is that Crimea is given back, the Donbass is given back, they go back to their pre-2014 boundaries. And that's the only way we call it a day with Russia. Or otherwise, we should impose all kinds of sanctions on that country and make them feel the pain that the Ukrainians are feeling. And the pain that our allies, NATO allies, G7 members, and others are feeling as well as a result of the actions taken by Russia with the help of China. And I don't think we should fear whatever the Russian retaliation is going to be, whether or not they attack us in the cyber world or otherwise and things of that nature, or whether or not there's any future in the banking systems of G7 members, the U.S. or others, to hold Russian money. I believe that'll be short-lived. If they place that money in China, they're probably placing this money in China right now anyway, right? It just seems to me that if we're going to be talking about all of what we're talking about, we ought to seize these assets once and for all. In fact, in Yulia Zhiskina's opinion piece, she talks about the fact that back in April of 2024, Congress handed then-President Joe Biden the power to seize at least $5 billion in frozen Russian assets sitting in U.S. banks. The president refused to act on that authority under the Repo Act, had bipartisan support in Congress. So there was no question of where everybody was falling on this issue. And it's disappointing to hear that that actually happened. A lot of people don't realize it. In fact, it passed, the Repo Act passed in the House, 186 Republicans and 174 Democrats backed it. Speaker Mike Johnson said at the time that forcing the Russians to pay for Ukraine aid would be pure poetry. Yes, it would. In the least. And why wouldn't we act? Why wouldn't we send the message that we were going to put as much pain on Russia as we obviously could? Joe Biden didn't act. President Trump's been in office less than 60 days. It's time to act. It's time to send the message that we are seizing these assets. We're going to utilize these assets to help fund, finance the recovery and maybe even the battle that's being fought by the Ukrainians today and pushing back this Russian aggression. And the ultimate goal, in my view, I'm not an expert, but I understand leverage. And I understand, you know, about having a deterrence from this ever happening again, is that you have to punish the aggressor. And sometimes you have to punish the aggressor unmercifully. And we don't sit down at the table with the aggressor and allow them to reap the benefits of their aggression. And the way they are reaping the benefits is that they want to hold on to Crimea and they want to hold on to the Donbas region that they've taken over, right? And let me tell you what's really interesting about this. The Russians understand that this could be a possibility, that these assets get seized. It's being talked about. It's something that Keir Starmer, the head of the prime minister in England, is talking about, trying to get all of the folks in the G7 to get on the same page relative to that and bring this proposal to President Trump to gain a better understanding of what their moral obligation may be as we move forward here. They recognize that. They have even suggested that if these dollars were given to Ukraine to help rebuild Ukraine, that one-fifth of the amount of money ought to be given to the territory that they seized. Now, if that doesn't give you an indication of the mindset of these sick individuals in Russia and the way that they view us, who in their right mind would even propose that? No, Russia. You're going to be paying more for the other four-fifths if you hold on to those regions that you have stolen. And you get nothing out of the assets seized by the G7, the United States, and others. How crazy are these people? They have no shame. And when they say stuff like that, we should recognize right away that these are not individuals that you're able to sit down with and negotiate a deal that's going to be meaningful, enforceable, or otherwise. The arrogance to suggest that one-fifth of the asset of their assets that we seized would be spent in rebuilding the areas that they have taken from the Ukrainians. And we wonder why there was friction at the White House. I'm not wondering at all. And neither should you. We'll be right back.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Get back. On a text line, it says it's not popular, but I think Trump is looking at it as we align with Russia because we don't need them aligned with China and wiping us out. Interestingly, one of the things that we found out about Russian capabilities during the war is that they're not as sophisticated as we once thought. Obviously, they were involved in a propaganda campaign for a number of years, having everyone believe that their military prowess was greater than what it actually was. The fact of the matter is that if we, I believe, support Ukraine in the manner in which we should, and we go back to the pre-2014 boundaries, there will be a realignment. But it doesn't mean that we don't have the necessary tools to make it even worse for Russia. China is suffering economically at the present time. They don't have the capacity that they had 6 or 7 years ago. They have the willingness, but not the capacity. We've seen them cut back on a number of their initiatives around the world. We're hearing that more and more. It doesn't mean they're weak, and it doesn't mean that we're any stronger as a result thereof, but it does mean that it's a lot more complicated today than it's ever been. There are these leverage points that come up in points in time that you need to take advantage of. I understand what you're talking about with Trump's wanting to do, but sitting down with the aggressor without a strategic plan, and we're doing it on two fronts right now. We're sitting down with Hamas, which I don't know how you even think about doing that, as well as the Russians, and negotiating around the countries that have been invaded. Now, I don't think it's as much of an impact on Israel. I think there's a lot more communication that's going on there, but they have been unhappy with that approach, and appropriately so. And so are the Ukrainians. We don't hear as much criticism out there by the Israelis publicly, but obviously they have more control of the situation against their opponent than the Ukrainians do. So going back to this seizure of assets notion, I think everybody ought to get on the same page with that and send a message to the Russians that we're not fooling with them. We're going to take their money. We're going to take their assets. It's going to be used in Ukraine, and it's not going to be used if you're going to hold on to any territory there. In fact, the better course of action for you, maybe give all the territory back and maybe you get some of your money back. But you don't walk away with territory. It's actually what was done to the Israelis in the aftermath of a number of different wars that they fought there. They ended up giving back land that they actually gained as a result of those wars. Why would the same not hold true in negotiations with the Russians? And not have them leave as beneficiaries of anything remotely associated with the horrific aggression that they've exhibited by going after the Ukrainians. We'll be right back, folks.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.